for it to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. My name is Pat Francis.
Hi, I'm Gary Wilson.
I'm Matt Belknap.
We are recording on a Super Bowl Sunday morning.
That's right. Oh, man. We're allowed to say it because this is a non-commercial podcast. We don't have to dance around the trademark.
That's right.
It's not the big game.
It's not the big game.
It's the Super Bowl.
So throughout the show today, we'll be throwing in some funny commercials.
Yeah, that's right.
Hysterical.
Extra funny commercials.
Danica Patrick's coming in. She's going to sell some web domains.
That's going to be great. Now, Pat, you sound like you're a little worse for wear. Did you have a rough night? What's going on?
Guys, last night I was out at the Viper Room to see a friend of the show, Michael DeBar.
Oh, wow.
And
you know what? Did Suzanne tell you that I ran into her on Friday?
Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah. My friend who went with me, that's my concert wife, yeah. Suzanne Dillingham.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't live in town. And I was eating lunch with Ryan, and she was like, "Wait, hi." I was like, "What are you doing here?" And she's like, "I'm in town to see Michael DeBar with Pat." I was like, "No, that makes perfect sense."
She texted me and said, "Celebrity sighting, Matt Belknap." And then she put, "Well, celebrity sighting for me." I had emailed him and said I was going to be there. I said, "My friend Suzanne really wants to meet you." And he said, you know, "Cheers," or whatever he says. And he saw me from stage and gave me the...
Really?
Nice. Nice.
And then when he came off stage, he like grabbed me around the waist and like patted me three times. he was fucking amazing.
Really?
Good show.
It was unbelievable. And his band was amazing. And here's what I don't understand this, but his drummer was fantastic. His drummer was an amazing drummer. But then, for the last three songs they did, "I Don't Need No Doctor," "Bang Your Gong," and some other cover, he brings Matt Sorum from Guns N' Roses up to play drums.
Yeah.
And it was like they changed the... I don't know what they did, but Matt Sorum's drumming was like he had freight trains in his arms. It was crazy. Like, it's the same drum kit. He brought his own sticks. I don't know what kind of sticks he brought.
Maybe they were dynamite sticks.
It was unbelievable. Like, literally, as soon as he started wailing on that kit, everyone was just looking at each other like, what?
Do you think the sound mix guy like kind of bumped him up a bit?
I don't know, but it was crazy. It was so
that's
amazingly
crazy.
Good. Yeah,
it's cool.
And Pamela DeBar was there, right in the front of the stage, dancing around.
You think she was trying to get some action?
Yeah,
maybe.
I'm gonna blow this guy.
Actress Frances Fisher was there.
What?
Frances Fisher was there.
Isn't she dead? Oh, I'm thinking of Frances Farmer.
Yeah, no, Frances Farmer's dead.
Who's Frances Fisher?
Frances Fisher
from 6 Feet Under.
No. Yeah, she has red hair.
Kind of the mom on 6 Feet Under?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And she was, and so I was trying to, and she was dressed like in this 40s dress, like she walked out of like an Andrew Sisters biopic.
Okay. Wow.
But I was trying to figure out how he would know Frances Fisher, and then she used to date Clint Eastwood.
Oh,
and
right, she right.
Child with Clint Eastwood, and maybe he met her when he did that Clint Eastwood film.
Yeah, there you go.
And they've remained friends.
Oh, that's nice. I can see that. Yeah.
So, but it was, I just went to support, you know, and be fun. No, because, you know, but then
you
I was
support your good buddy, Michael DeBar.
Yeah, but I was amazed how great the show is. So much so, I almost went up to Matt Sorum afterwards and said, maybe this is the new Velvet Revolver singer. Maybe this
go.
Guy needs a shot. Cause he.
Are they looking for a new singer?
Oh yeah. They don't. That's Scott Weiland's out.
Okay.
And he was doing all the stuff he does in his Facebook post, like from the stage.
Yeah. I saw that you commented on his post, but I saw his post about the show. He was like, "The electric chapel has been open," or whatever. He's got the best Facebook post.
He like turned around. He just kept, he said, "Look at my ass. How does my ass look?" He was like, and he's so physically fit. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So anyway, that was what I did last night.
How exciting.
And I saw The Who on Wednesday, which was amazing.
That's awesome. All.
P.S. I saw The Who.
P.S. I saw The Who.
P.S. The Who.
Quadrophenia.
Boo. No. No, The Who was amazing, too. But I'll talk later. Enough of that. I have some funny stuff I want to do right now. Gary, you got any business real quick?
Oh, I watched that documentary, Searching for Sugarman, last night. Have you been hearing about that?
I've heard about it, but I haven't seen it yet.
Is it on Netflix?
I think it might be on Netflix. Yeah, we
yeah, the screener.
I can't find it. No, I've been looking for that documentary. I can't find it anywhere.
Where is it? We you-versed it. Yeah, but
oh wow. Yeah. Excuse me.
But yeah, very worth it. Yeah, just incredible. It's about this this guy, this singer-songwriter guy from the late 60s, Rodriguez, who puts out these two critically acclaimed albums in the late 60s and does no business, fades into obscurity. And people
disappears completely. Yeah,
disappears.
No one knows where he is,
and becomes like a day laborer in Detroit. People think he's dead, but somehow these albums like catch fire in South Africa, and he's the biggest thing. Like everybody owns these albums, and like since there, you know, there was like the embargo and everything. Like no news is coming out of there,
yeah.
And no artists are going there,
right,
to hear it. So like, so he doesn't know. They don't know that. Nobody knows.
It's
so
crazy.
Yeah. So
he's like big. He's like as big as David Bowie there, right?
Exactly.
Like,
just huge. So anyway, it's well worth checking.
So you're saying that Rock Solid could be huge like somewhere, and we wouldn't know it. They
I think
can't
we would
tell
know.
Us.
We would see the stats.
We'd probably know.
No, okay.
We should. It seemed like we had a more of an Australian presence before. We should try to boost that up. Seems
G'day, mates. Put another shrimp on the barbie. Time for some Rock Solid.
Let's get Olivia Newton-John in here to chat with us.
Kangaroo. Should we do an all Aussie episode? We'll play some Olivia Newton-John.
I think they
some
probably...
Some AC/DC, some Angel City.
Would not like that.
Some
Cold Chisel.
30-odd foot of grunt.
Oh, yeah. They won't like that at all. And before we get into the topic, I just... I don't know if you guys know this show, Adventure Time.
Yeah, I love it.
It is such a funny show, and it's such quirky, odd. I can't even explain it, really, but it's...
It was based on a web series, right? I feel like I remember... Is that
possibly,
true or not?
Yeah. I think you're absolutely right.
It's like years ago, I remember seeing it online.
It's Finn and his dog, Jake, and they get into crazy adventures, and the characters are crazy. It's just so funny for adults and quirky for kids, and almost every episode has a little musical number in it. It could be a minute long. It could be 8 seconds long.
Mm-hmm.
But I brought a couple of these to listen to. Let's start with just the Adventure Time theme.
Adventure Time. Come on, grab your friends. We'll go to very distant lands. We'll take the dog.
So that's Jake the dog and Finn the human.
I felt like I was missing something, not seeing what was happening when I was listening to
some. Yeah, the intro in there is... But the next ones are better, I think. This is the never-ending pie song.
I'm gonna build me a pie-throwing robot that throws never-ending pies on Jake's ugly face. And he won't know what hit him, cause the pies are never... never ending. It's never ending pie throwing time.
This is the sing 'cause your mama said song.
Sing 'cause your mama said. She said your mama what? What your mama say? She say
I'm busy making babies, greasy babies, sliding on my gravies in the. I forgot the next part.
Dang, Jake.
So every song is they're just walking. It sounds
it's
like they're
crazy.
Just walking.
It's just it just
time.
Comes out of nowhere sometimes. This is we got two more. This is the All Warmed Up Inside song.
Oh, flame princess, I think you're rad. I really want to kiss you right in front of your dad. Because I think you're great. I want to be your mate or maybe go on a date. Because it feels like there's a fire inside my body. Like there's a fire inside my heart. It's like this fire is going to consume me. If I keep waiting for this thing to start, oh, I feel like I'm all warmed up inside. I feel all warmed up inside. I feel all warmed up inside.
Got it.
This is my favorite. This is 12 seconds long. This is bacon pancakes.
Making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake.
Man, I can't believe you didn't play that when baby Finn sings about... I'm a tough little baby, and I'll punch you your buns.
Maybe I don't have that one. I have to check that out. But... That's a fun show.
Full of funny comic. Maria Bamford's always on there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a lot of people we know are on there.
Melinda Hill, Randy Leakey, Ron Lynch, everybody.
Yeah, it's a crazy fun show.
You know what? I forgot. I have a little special treat, too, for everybody. The day when we get back to San Francisco, I'm going to hot-foot it over to I can't remember the name of the venue now. It's some church on the east side in East Hollywood.
Church of the Poison Mind?
That's it.
Okay.
And Petra Hayden is having her record release party there. She just put out Petra Goes to the Movies, where does her vocal a cappella renditions of several movie themes. Let's hear a little bit of the Psycho me. So go ahead and put that on and take a shower. But
how does she do that live? Does she have?
She has like a little voice orchestra. She has
it's a whole chorus,
like all girl band at the and they sing and it's a fun time. She does a lot of cool like Journey and
Billy. She sings Journey.
Yeah, all these things.
Nice.
And of course she had that Who Sell It album. But we have a copy.
Does she want me to do my 8-bit No Don't Stop Believin'?
Yes,
solo?
She does. Could you please do that? You're hired. But it's a rock solid giveaway time.
Uh-oh.
We have a copy of Petra Hayden Goes to the Movies.
I'll take it.
Well, here's what you got to do, Pat. You got to go to iTunes and write a review. And don't act, just say something nice about the show, 25 words or less. Don't say, I'm entering the contest.
I'm writing this because I want that album.
So any time between now and 2 weeks from now, if you're hearing this like on February 19th or something.
And then you're going to decide which was the best review and that person's going to get it?
We'll just do it at random. That seems fair. But, and then we'll send it to you. And, it's not really a contest. It's just a way to say thanks to writing reviews because that really helps. If you want to do that. So there you go. Petra Hayden Goes in the Movies. All right. That's all my new business.
Do you want to introduce the topic?
Wait, don't we have some VMs?
Oh, we got some voicemails. I'm sorry. Yeah, we got, what do you want? Scott? I think this is Scott from Georgia.
Scott from Georgia.
Hey, guys. It's Scott Adams from Gainesville, Georgia. I just wanted to let you guys know that you're my favorite podcast. I look forward to every week and hate it when it's over because I can't wait till the next episode. Nice. I just wanted to say that... in March, when Bowie's new album comes out, you guys should do a Bowie retrospective, or at least play you guys' favorite Bowie songs. Talk to you soon. Rock on.
That sounds like a dynamite idea.
Let's do that.
Let's do that, March. I'm very excited about the new album. And in the meantime, to tide you over, everybody go to YouTube and watch the video of Starman. From when Bowie was on one of those German shows like a Musikladen or something like that, where he performs and like the crowd dances with him. You could actually see some kid's mind get blown. He's like he's wearing this sweater vest and it's like you could see like the transformation is like oh my God, I don't have to live this way anymore. I'm free, And so you can watch him dance behind Bowie, the kid in the sweater vest. You'll know who I'm talking
about. Oh, that's excellent.
So then we got Mario, I think, here, isn't it?
From the LBC.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Mario. You guys are doing a fantastic job on the show. It's the highlight of my week. Love to hear you guys giving so much love to the Kinks, as always. Keep them at standard high. What I want to know is, you guys have been working together now for a while, over a year. And, Gary and Pat, you've gotten to know each other and maybe you want to take it to the next level. So what songs would you use to woo one another? The playlist. What I'd like for you guys to do is make a playlist as if you're trying to court the other person. And what kind of songs would you pick for Gary, Pat? And what kind of songs would Pat pick? I can't even talk.
We get it. Mario.
Anyway, I think that'd be a great topic.
Wow.
Mario actually Facebooked me and said, I tried to leave a message and it was going well, and then at the end it fell apart. So
that's
he's
what?
Like, he actually said, so please don't play it.
Oh, no.
But we did. So sorry, Mario. I didn't know they were going to play it. Gary and Matt picked these, so now you're famous.
I think, I don't know what, I'd have to map out the whole mixtape, but it'd definitely have Sugar Walls by Sheena Easton. That's how I'd get to Pat.
Does he mean like because you know each other's taste, like you're going to tailor a playlist to that person? Because I feel like more often than not,
or are we trying to get laid?
When you make a
deal,
well, but then there's also the thing like if you know when we were young, if you made a mix for somebody, mm-hmm. you put the music you liked on it.
And you go.
You're trying to impress them and show off, and also be like. You know, come to me, basically, not mm-hmm. like not pandering. So I think that's an interesting challenge. I don't know. I guess you could take any approach you want, but what's going to take to get in those pants?
I don't know. We'll have to work it out. And I think we got one more from
Mike in Connecticut.
Yes.
Hey, guys. This is Mike Rogers from East Hampton, Connecticut. Been following your show since day one, I think. And this is a topic I don't think you've done yet, but it's songs with rock or country or soul or some kind of musical genre in the title. I think there's a lot to work with there. Keep up the good work. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
That's a very good suggestion. We did sort of a meta one like that, but not that specific. That could be a good way to go.
Yeah, I like that.
So what's an example of
like
that?
Like the song Soul Man.
Do you like?
Or I Want to Rock and Roll All Night.
That could
Country
be
Roads.
Sure.
It's not really a country song, though.
But that's okay.
But it has country in it.
Has the word country in it?
Yeah.
Michael's a guy with tremendous musical knowledge. He's all over the Facebook
page. Yes, he is all over the Facebook. Yeah. He's keeping our Facebook page alive.
Exactly. So we appreciate any input from him and anybody.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, I think this is why this is such – you could tell this is a boutique concern is because all the voicemails we get are really nice. You know, we got to get some trolls and some haters. So
you guys suck. You guys don't play anything good. Fuck you. Oh, okay.
330-81-ROCKS. Tell us what we're doing
wrong. It was actually Jimmy Pardo from Baldwin Hills.
30 seconds or less.
Why does this show exist?
But thanks to everybody for listening and especially to everybody who called.
Go ahead, Gary. This is our topic that we always do.
Yeah, every fifth show we like to crack open the Rock Solidopedia and visit a particular letter in the alphabet. This week's letter was picked by somebody we can't recall.
This might have been picked by Eric Rudnick, and I think I missed. I think he picked it originally, and then I went with the letter H, and then I didn't see that he picked it earlier. So I think this is Eric Rudnick picked this letter, which is letter E for Eric.
That's right. And if that's true, then thank you, Eric.
And if not, you still get credit for it.
Should I go?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, I'm gonna set the timer because I'm gonna see if we could like set a record for most songs jammed into one show. We're just gonna go fast on this, but
I thought the E was hard for me. This was hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man,
so I'm anxious to hear who you have.
Okay, well, this won't surprise you at all. This is a band that I've played the most on this show, and we're not going to hear this. This is a song I've played no less than four times. It's not Game Theory.
Not Guided by Voices.
Not Guided by Voices.
Decemberists.
No, but it's
because none of those are E's.
But none of those E's. But this is we're not. They're called Eve's Plum. Just play that opening drum fusillade of that first song, and it'll remind you. Okay, that's it. Okay, Jesus loves you. Not as much as I do. We've already heard that too many times.
Okay.
So this is a doubly. This is Eve's Plum playing Yvonne Elliman from the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. If I Can't Have You.
Oh, I love that song.
On Rock Cell. Listen to this.
I would like Eve's Plum to re-record the entire Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. That's amazing. That sounds really great.
Awesome.
Who's the lead singer of Eve's Plum?
That's Colleen Fitzgerald, a.k.a. Vitamin C.
Do you call her that, or is that her?
She had a solo career.
She did some solo stuff, yeah, I remember
Vitamin
that.
C, but, and she was in the first Hairspray movie as Amber Van Tussel.
All right, anyway. That's pretty great.
Yeah.
I'm going to go so old school on this. I'm going to go way back to 1959 with a couple of brothers by the name of Everly.
Oh, nice. I had that.
Don and Phil.
Actual brothers. They're not like Doobie
Actual brothers. They're not like Doobie Brothers
or anything, yeah.
I mean, when you see their hair, you'll know they're brothers.
that's some good hair.
I was just looking at that album cover. That's some nice hair. That's crazy.
That's how your hair was a couple of weeks ago.
Exactly. That's what I'm always going for.
And it's pompadation. Have you heard R.E.M.'s version of that?
No, I bet it's great, though.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, from the Athens GA Inside Out soundtrack. Yeah, seek that out.
They were the Everly Brothers. I got to see them. They were on tour with Simon and Garfunkel, 6 years ago. What they did was Simon Carbuncle would bring them out in the middle of the set.
Oh, okay.
And the Everly Brothers would just do like their five biggest hits.
Shh.
And then Simon and Garfunkel would join them for like two songs. And then they kind of would just say, hey, our heroes are here. This is the people we looked up to when we were making music. And I'm just thinking, man, if Paul Simon's, how old are these dudes? These guys must be 90.
Totally. Oh,
but,
man.
But they were great.
That is timeless. Get yourself an Everly Brothers greatest hits. I was going to play Bird Dog later, but I'll sub in somebody from the bench. That's right. Give some time. This is some nice pub rock from 77, England. A band that was known colloquially as The Rods, but their proper name was Eddie and the Hot Rods.
Ah.
And this is Do Anything You Want to Do. Oh, could you bump it up to 25, or did you?
Sorry. I can, and I will.
Sorry. Did I not?
I didn't see that on the
Gary, are you going to play Everything But the Girl later?
What? I couldn't hear you.
Pretty good stuff, right?
Yes, yeah. Really good. I like every song so far that we've played, and I was almost going to do a cheat. I was almost going to play some Eddie and the Cruisers.
Oh, man.
But then that's not a real band. That's just John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band, which is really just Bruce Springsteen.
Wait, I thought that was a documentary.
Oh, I know. People thought that until the sequel came out.
I thought the sequel was the documentary.
On the dark side. This is an artist I've played many times. And again, I haven't had some trouble with these. But so I decided to pick a song that's a little bit deeper of an album cut off an album that people might not know. This is Melissa Etheridge from 1999's album Breakdown. And this is called Stronger Than Me.
Well, I'd found some peace. And you want release. You must be stronger than me.
That was produced by John Shanks.
Shanks a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Shanks for nothing.
That was written after a tough loss in an arm wrestling competition. She had.
She should have gone over the top.
She should have gone over the top.
Stallone.
How to do it.
We got to go see Bullet to the Head, right?
Yeah, you guys ready for it?
I'll see that.
Bullet to the Head.
That's not based on the John Woo Bullet. What's that called? Bullet in the Head? Bullet to the Head?
I think so.
It's a Walter Hill film. The Bullet to the Head is.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, he's still alive?
Yeah. He's old, but oh, that's he's great. Still alive.
Yeah.
Stallone's old.
I'll give that a go.
God, that hairpiece is just...
How about him and Schwarzenegger, though? Stallone was funny on the Golden Globes with Schwarzenegger.
You and Jimmy both said that, and I disagree.
Because I don't think Arnold has any sense of humor, but I think Stallone does.
I just cannot look at his neck. It's
why can't you look at my neck?
Crazy. It's just like that shirt collar was just ridiculous.
Close
like
your
a
eyes
bad action figure.
Close your eyes and just listen to the dulcet tones.
Ooh.
Carly Simon called about his arms and said, "You're so veiny." Here's some classic Britpop from 1994.
I want to hear it.
And we're going to start about 30 seconds in there. You see my little system now.
Now
right?
I see it. Now you see it. I swear to God, the other one doesn't have it.
Oh, yeah, you know, I probably missed it. How's about some Elastica on the E-show?
Wow.
Yeah, how about it?
Back in the day, Justine Frischberg and from Alaska and Damon Albarn from Blur, they were like the prom king and queen of the Britpop scene.
That makes me want to see an Alicia Silverstone movie.
Yes, it
takes me right back.
It is. It's right in that sweet spot.
Well, listen, this next song is going to want to make you see a John Hughes movie.
Ooh.
Because this is a little Echo and the Bunnymen.
Nice.
This is Bring on the Dancing Horses.
Sure it is. Good job. Dancing horses, headless and all alone. And fade the words, every lie you've heard. First I'm gonna make it, and then I'm gonna break it till it falls apart. Hitting all the bacon and shaking while I'm breaking your brittle heart. Was that in Some Kind of Wonderful? What was that?
That was in Pretty in Pink.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Same thing.
Isn't she pretty in pink?
I'm glad you played them because I didn't play any of the.
Are you gonna play everything but the girl?
I was gonna.
You gonna play Erasure?
I almost had them too.
Are you gonna play Emerson, Lake, and Palmer?
I am not.
Me neither.
Dave Edmonds, do you have him?
Oh, how did I miss that?
Oh, okay, don't worry. I'll get us going.
How did
later.
I miss that? That's what the thing with iTunes. It's hard to
search.
It's really hard. Isn't there? There must be a way to flip it so that it says with two, even if it's a band name that it screws up, but like something you can flip a switch and it shows you alphabetically by second word.
Right.
I am so pissed off that I missed Dave Edmonds. Jesus.
Don't worry. I'll get us covered. In fact, let's go there now since I don't have my Everly brothers. This is this song is probably the greatest ode to drunk driving of all time, like pro drunk driving. It's called Crawling from the Wreckage.
Yeah.
So he crawls from the wreckage of this one car he just crashed into a new one.
Yeah.
He's got a couple inside him. He's taking out his revenge on the tachometer.
You should play that back to back with Pearl Jam, Last Kiss.
Yeah. Cautionary tale. Yeah. Exactly.
I can't tell you how pissed I am that I missed a David Edmonds opportunity.
Don't worry. I'm sure you're going to make it up with this next tune. What do you got?
I doubt it.
Let's just call it quits. This show's over.
This show's a sham.
Here's what I'm doing here. I'm going to play a double shot here. By
Pat Francis, double shot.
By a band I don't think anyone really likes. But this is I'm going to play a two from the Eagles.
Oh boy! And
the reason I'm doing this,
the best selling band no one likes.
Yeah, because I'm not going to play a song sung by Don Henley. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to play a song sung by Glenn Frey. Not going to play a song sung by Joe Walsh or even Timothy B. Schmidt.
What?
I'm going to give some love.
There's not many more Eagles.
I'm going to give some love to the original bass player. Who was replaced by Timothy B. Schmidt. This is Randy Meisner. He was from the band Poco.
Yeah.
And he sings two of my favorite Eagles songs. The first one is dropping in at 2:30 for Take It to the Limit. Nice.
thing is, that might as well be Don Henley.
Well,
like, that's not just because it technically isn't doesn't make.
Well,
that,
it is, it's, but it's not.
But it sounds like him, and well, the rest of the song is so.
I always assumed it was.
Let's jump to Hotel California and listen to Randy Meisner sing "Try and Love Again."
Should I stay?
That's a double shot of Randy Meisner from the Eagles.
Double shot.
Matt says, that could just be anyone from the Eagles.
Because it's so eagly. The music, everything is, all the harmonies and everything.
I mean, actually, they still sing Take It to the Limit in concert. And I think Henley sings it. I think he does.
Yeah.
That's
claim that for his own.
And nobody noticed.
Finally, my favorite. I told you I studied the Randy Meisner acting technique.
I know you did.
You take it easy, then you take it to the limit. But I never listened to that Hotel California all the way through. I
really love that album.
See, Gary, California is like a hotel.
Oh,
you can check in anytime you want.
I'm just about ready to stab you with my steely knives, Matt Belknap.
You can never leave.
What's that smell? this is let's say, how's about some palate cleanser of some new metal? This is
holy crap.
Of all the palate cleansers you have on this list, Gary, that is the one I prayed you wouldn't say.
This is a group out of Buffalo, New York, a fixture on the Vans Warped Tour for many years, called Every Time I Die. And this song's called The New Black, notable for the fact that I star in the video of this song, if you look at it
what?
On YouTube.
What?
Yes. It's amazing.
You star in it?
Yes. I'm in it a lot. I'm like a sleazy 70s agent. They filmed it at some weird like 70s house on Rossmore and 3rd. And
what year was this?
It came out in, 2008 or something.
Well, that's pretty great.
But anyway. This
beard or no beard in the video?
I had a crazy porn stash.
Okay.
And let's crack open a cold one and listen to some Every Time I Die.
Where'd you want those at?
Just from the Zero.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That'll get some wax out of there.
I am putting the video on right now.
Oh, yeah. You got to check it out.
Got to see this.
What's the band?
Every Time I Die. And super nice guys. Whenever I meet like musicians and stuff, I always ask them like what album made them want to be in music. And usually they hem and haw, there's a lot of things or things like that. But Keith, the lead singer of Every Time I Die, said AC/DC Power Age. That was it. That did it for him.
There you go.
no other things. But anyway, so that's that. But
what's that song called?
The New Black.
The New Black.
Let's not get off track here, Pat. If you can't handle looking it up while you do the show at the same time like I can, then just go back to it.
You said that you were looking it up. You said you were looking it up.
I thought you already were doing it. I could feel you Googling over there.
Look, man, I've still got the rock and roll essence of Michael DeBar flowing through my system, so it's hard to even concentrate.
My children pray at the altar of rock and roll.
Oh, there you are, Gary. Oh my God, Gary.
Not too shabby.
You got some Elvis shades on.
Yeah.
I might not even know that's you if
really?
You wouldn't have told me that.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's
your hair's a little shorter all around.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see him?
No, because my dumb thing's frozen.
Here, look at this picture, Gary.
And now it's moving.
The label Carl, is that your character, Carl?
Yeah, I was like the manager, and I was like seducing him into the rock and roll lifestyle.
You definitely have to put this link up to this.
Gary.
There was like some dancing girls, and yeah, that was a fun time.
Here he is.
But the guy, this isn't the guy. That's not him either.
Right here, there's Gary.
Sorry, everybody.
Okay.
Sorry, everybody.
How long did you
That's Keith. I was looking at Keith. So I'm watching the whole video. I'm not just watching a screenshot like you are.
Did you then shave the mustache and then grow everything back?
Yeah.
Or did you just grow around
it? There he is.
That was my MO. But
it's hysterical.
That was like that was somehow produced by Quentin Tarantino's company.
Really?
Yeah, and I got paid.
That makes sense.
He's going to hear about payment.
I got paid $0 and 0 cents for that.
Well,
it was some trick. It was like going to be some favor or some, you know, later considerations or something, but.
Like maybe you'd end up in
it's hard
Kill Bill Volume 2.
Exactly, yeah.
It's hard because I'd do that for free.
Yeah. No, it was fun.
You know what?
Yeah.
Bands, put us in videos.
We'll work for free.
Whatever you want to
see. Not so fast. Let me hear the music first. I'm not just going on any video.
Proven suckers.
Anything.
Anyway.
Pretty cool.
sorry for that.
Pat, you're up.
No, that's great.
Get us back on track.
This is a band I hadn't listened to for a long time, and... don't know if I like this band.
There's a reason you didn't listen to them for a long time.
But you know what? I have their best of in my CD collection.
Really?
And when I heard this song, then I kind of liked it again. So I don't know. I think people have a view of this band sometimes like they have of the Eagles. But let's drop in at 28 seconds. This is from a very long album title called Songs from an American Movie, Volume 1, and then colon and something else. But this is Everclear.
This guy's still whining about his dad somewhere.
On the DVD, there wasn't none of that crap back in 1970. We didn't know about a world wide web. Was a whole different game being played. When I was a kid, wanna get down in a cool way, picture yourself on a beautiful day. Big bell bottoms and groovy long hair, just a walking in style with a portable CD player. No, you would listen to the music on the AM radio. Yeah, you could hear the music on the AM radio.
Mr. Big Stuff called. He wants his stuff back.
Actually, I thought that this might be a video that, Gary, you could be in with the same character. Walking around.
Just totally. The same,
just walk around. That's your character. What was that character? Carl. That's
Carl.
That's video Carl.
He was...
He should be in every video. I don't know why they didn't...
So what does Everclear have any good songs?
They have, you know, that Santa Monica song is good.
That was good. That was the first one.
They have a couple of good songs.
I saw them at Rock the Vote show in 96.
How dare you make fun of me?
I'm not kidding.
I believe you did.
At the House of Blues.
I don't know what his name is.
They were like total pariahs in Portland because, because they're successful.
Right. So as soon as you're successful, forget it.
But also, like, he had a domestic violence abuse charge, like, back in the summer.
I didn't know that. I wouldn't have played this.
Who knows what happens between people? You know, I mean, him and the wife were still together, and, like I knew a friend of his wife, and, you know, they seemed to have, like, a happy thing. But, you know, you never know what happens, you know? Like,
I mean, Rick Springfield has one of those against him, too.
Oh, that fucker. Anyway.
You piece of shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, but we wish them all the best, like we do each and
every member of Everclear, we wish them the
maybe
best.
Maybe put down the Everclear.
Right, maybe that's the problem.
Both the band and the drink that you're
drinking.
And
stop slapping around Jesse's girl.
The drummer has a great band called the Oolahs.
We get the letter O.
Well, we get the letter
Let's
O.
Throw that down.
This is 2005 Mercury Prize.
Letter O is going to be impossible, right?
Oh, it's going to be easy.
Going to be playing tracks that from Timothy Oliphant's album.
We might have already done it. I don't know.
Maybe we did.
I don't know. I lost track.
Oh.
This is one of those songs we love that doesn't, like, the title has nothing to do with what's going on in the song. It's by a group called The Editors, and it's called Munich on Rock Salad. I found this. I'm so glad I did. I'm so There's this great video of that of they're playing that at Glastonbury Festival, and they pull on this one like emo kid in the crowd, and he's losing his mind. He's just like singing along and just like crying.
But isn't that just you playing a part in that video?
Yes, that was me.
Gary's in all videos.
Didn't get a cent out of that.
Let me just stop for a sec to tell you guys that Pat has 3 songs left.
Uh-huh. Right? Yes,
Gary. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No, I already played that one. 8, 9.
That's okay.
10, 11, 12, 13.
You had so much. E is like your favorite letter. That's crazy.
I like to drop some E.
One of those is Everly Brothers. We don't have to play.
Okay. Well, that's okay. I'll listen to your songs.
Well, we're only at 22 minutes, so we're good. We can like crank some in.
We're at 40 minutes.
No, but I mean of like of song time. Okay. Of the music time.
This is from a band I've played many times, Electric Light Orchestra.
Yes.
This is from my favorite album of theirs called A New World Record. And this is called Rock Aria.
Yes, it is.
I think she died from Beethoven. She loves the way Puccini lays down too.
I just love that.
That bitch loves classical music.
I'm telling you, she wants to bone those dudes. Puccini, it's unbelievable. And died for Beethoven.
Their whole thing was that they brought crazy orchestration into just rock music.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know where they might not have been the first because the Beatles did that, but.
But they kind of made it like there. It wasn't thing. Just like for one song. It was like for every song.
Yeah.
They kind of sampled that. So I had some actual aria singing. Mm-hmm. That's pretty great.
Yeah, I like that. I like that song. I like that album.
Sweet.
And I'm sweet on Wagner.
And you're sweet on Wagner. This next dude, he's like the American Syd Barrett. He was.
Boy, who's this going to be?
He was the father of like the Texas psychedelic scene in the '60s. Lead singer of the 13th Floor Elevators. Of course, it could only be Rocky Erickson. And had a schizophrenic episode on stage, a little electroconvulsive therapy. Anyway, so he's still with us, and he still performs every now and again. But
never heard this name in my life.
Really?
Have you ever heard Rocky Erickson?
No, I didn't hear the guy he said he was the American version of.
Syd Barrett was the former leader of Pink Floyd.
Went cuckoo.
But so this is like one of the all-time saddest songs. It's called You Don't Love Me Yet.
Oh, this is creepy.
Yeah, but this is from about...
Kind of reminds me a little bit of some maybe some Lindsey Buckingham in there a little bit.
Yeah, a little finger picking.
Yeah, a little the voice even a little bit when he goes to the higher register.
Oh, wait, what if we could get Lindsey Buckingham to record that? That'd be great.
That would be great. That guy won't sign my album. Why would he want to record a song?
Lindsey, could you just do a quick cover of this?
aim lower. Maybe Michael DeBar would cover it.
Oh, beautiful demons of the world. I would record it in the sweaty shack of our love cave.
The shimmering diamonds of the desert sky descend upon my muse.
He sang a song called Hot and Sticky, and the lyrics were something about... I want to go south and taste your love in my mouth. It's hot and sticky down south. I know. I was like, hey, are you singing about what I think you're singing about?
TMI.
Hey, this next song is, I'm going to put this on my mixtape to Gary.
Yeah.
Ooh,
nice.
We're going to go, we're going to hear some mellow sounds of the 70s with a couple of dudes, England Dan.
Nice.
And John Ford Coley.
Hell yes.
And this is We'll Never Have to Say Goodbye Again.
Turn on the radio. We'll play it way down low. There's a tear in your eye that's reflecting the fire's glow.
Why is she crying?
And I wish this night would never end.
I gotcha.
Sun ain't gonna be my friend. Lying here waiting and wishing I knew when. We'll never have to say goodbye again.
Man.
We'll never
That's good.
That's what Everclear is talking about.
I'm telling you,
some AM gold.
That that had to be like a big single, right? That had to be like top 10 single, right?
Oh yeah, totally was. And did you know that England Dan Seals is the brother of Seals from Seals and Croft?
Seals and Croft. I did know that.
That is a mellow family.
They don't fight at the holidays,
no,
man.
No, they don't.
They just work it out over the acoustic guitar and the fire.
Yes.
By the way, I've never heard that song before, but I have heard that guitar riff in the Silver Spoons theme song.
That is
two
why you are
Silver
here.
Spoons together.
You and I.
This is a crazy album that I bought just on cover value alone. It had a cool cover, and I didn't know anything about the band. And it turned out to be like so often that doesn't pay off. But this is a great album. The group's called Elgin Park. They're from San Diego. And the leader, Mike Andrews, turns out he's like a film score guy, but this is like his rock band. And this is called What I Can't Do. Check this out.
Of a monochrome daydream, sidewalks depressed from an overweight mainstream, echoing the zeros and ones, following the flies just to see what they've done. I think I need an accountant just to balance the books. I'm tangled in the line cause I swallowed the hook. She's got a thing for guitar players, and I'm next in line for a country song I heard just show me a real good time. What I can't do for
that's okay, huh? No, not too bad.
Gary, are you just playing cool. every single song?
Every single song I have in the I miss some. There's no Brian Eno, no Elf Power.
Oh, my gosh.
No,
Yeah,
I left
he knows so many E's.
So many E's, but I thought I was
Sheila
being strict.
Sheila E. I almost played Glamorous Life, but I didn't. But I have one more song.
Okay.
But I just wanted you to know that, England Dan and John Ford Cooley, they went to number 9.
Oh,
and, with that song. And number 1 on the adult contemporary charts.
Yeah.
So, that's top 10 single, folks. Download that. Legally download it.
You're telling me it was a better time?
It was a more mellow time.
Those were the quote unquote good old days.
78. This is a duo, male and female. I always think that Annie Lennox is so hot.
Yeah.
I just think she's really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, but I do.
I was a kid when this was out, and I was scared of her. Like, I didn't get it.
She was androgynous.
She was androgynous. But
confusing to a young man.
I don't like her with the red hair, but I like her with the blonde and the short.
Yeah,
and
looking now. Look at her on the album cover. She is smoking.
Yeah, she's really cute. She was like, I think maybe she was.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe she was. Let me see what you got.
Look at
see
the eyes. She's got those cat eyes, though. She's got this.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe she was like dumbing down the looks so that they would be taken more seriously musically. Maybe that was it.
I think also she was very artsy and she was pushing an agenda.
Yeah.
Now
she shows up at award shows and stuff with just wearing T-shirts that say like, I have AIDS and HIV. I mean, I know what she's trying to do, but...
warn people that she has AIDS.
Yeah. Do not drink off my glass.
It's not how it's transmitted.
No, it's not.
No.
Right? Well, the everything. Forget it.
I don't know how you drink wine.
I was going to say the tests aren't in yet. They're not really sure.
Okay.
So this is from 1986 album called Revenge. This is a Thorn in My Side.
Oh, I love this.
Eurythmics.
Dave Stewart seems like a more debauched Michael DeBar, like someone who's like kind of the same age, but just like not clean living.
No.
It always seems like he's like getting into some mischief with his young girls. With the, and
I hope
drugs.
He's getting, he should be getting into some mischief with that Annie Lennox.
I'll tell you what.
I heard Chet A's.
Oh, well, then stay away. well, yeah. Wear a condom. That's what the show is about today.
Sure. Wear a condom.
All right.
We mentioned...
Pat's done. Gary's got 17 songs left.
I'll curtail it with this guy. But we mentioned Sheila E.
Yeah.
This guy is her uncle, believe it or not. He's quite a musical legacy. He was a founding member of the SF punk band The Nuns.
Okay.
Old school punk band. Then he moved to Austin and kind of started the cow punk scene there with Rank and File and the True Believers. Then he came more like a roots rocker, and that's kind of where he is today. Alejandro Escovedo. And this is Always a Friend. Listen to this.
I like your accent.
His snakeskin boots, he'll still be your lover.
Let me plug into my thing for a second.
Oh, okay.
I want to play something.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
I
cannot stop Escovedo.
No, and you are not going to stop Escovedo right now because...
Let's just hear this.
Let's listen to this.
By the way, while you're queuing that up, I think we should, because you have so many songs left, Gary, we should play like a blip of each one and then see if anybody can name all the songs.
Okay, there you go.
They have the one hint. They know it's an E band.
There you go. That sounds like a good.
Because you're leaving a lot of money on the table. There's some good stuff that you just totally dissed. A
lot of money on the table. So yeah, let's like definitely blast through like that. I won't say anything, and you could pick your outro song.
Is this coming through right now? I don't.
Fellow's been putting out good records for so long.
What's
gonna come up? Alejandro Escovedo.
What?
Come on, dude. This guy's been putting out good records for a long time.
Should be all right, huh?
Yeah, it should be.
All right, who's got it?
I got it.
Nils.
Come on, Nils. Get your ass in gear.
Yeah, it's a song. Express way to your heart, but it's always different.
Go!
Wow.
It's from 2008, The Magic Tour. It's an iTunes only live album called Magic Tour Highlights.
That's neat.
It's four songs, one with Tom Morello, one with Roger McGuinn, and one with Alejandro Escovedo, and then something with Danny Federici, who had passed by that point.
Man. But Bruce is odd. Cool. Bruce, I think I could see him as a crate digger. I think he probably spent some time in Amoeba.
Yeah.
I
agree with you.
Any more vinyl here? I only count 1, 2, 3, 4 records.
Why are you stealing one of my three impressions? I have so little that I can glom onto.
You stole my Wolfgang Puck the other night.
No, I certainly did not steal that. You want to do it for the people?
No.
I actually watched that episode the other day. It was the one where they were cooking chicken, fried chicken.
That's right. They make the fried chicken. It doesn't taste very good.
Now, if
what is it? The show is supposed to be called Top Chef. This is more like The Apprentice.
Now, if I was gonna, if you were gonna open a chicken restaurant, Wolfgang, what would you call it?
What do you mean?
When you call Wolfgang Klucks?
Oh, that's right, Wolfgang Kluck. That was Tom Colicchio's joke. That's hilarious.
My take on Wolfgang Puck is that he sounds like a Chinese guy who runs a laundromat.
That's good.
Oh, you want more starch in this chicken? Gary, you get a little starch.
Gary just said that's a good.
That's
so
a
Gary
good,
was actually turned into an Italian man.
It's a spicy meatball.
What is Lucy? What nationality is that?
I think it's Irish.
Get out of here.
I don't know. Sorry.
Why aren't we drunk all the time?
I know.
Matt, what is Belknap?
Norman, I think.
Oh, wow.
They were part of the Norman invasion of England.
Matt is a mixed race. He's Anglo and Saxon.
That's right. I'm a mutt.
We have both kinds of music here, country and western.
Yeah. Right.
All right, Gary, you got 11 more songs. Right.
Matt's just going to give us a second. And,
I don't know if this is going to work.
I can name all of them.
It's not going to be slick like on the radio where they're all bumped up against each other because I'm going to have to needle drop every time. Okay. So here we go. This is first one.
Yeah.
Okay.
this is like a game.
Okay, there's that one. This one should be easy for most people. Okay, there's that. Here's this. We already listened to that one. Never mind. Here's this. Okay. Here's another one that maybe people remember from the 90s. Oh, that's a really easy cue. All right. There's that. Here's that. There's that. All right. Doop, doop. I'm going to go deeper into this. There's that. All right. One, two more. There's that. And then finally.
Oh, and maybe end up with this one here.
Oh, okay. I think I already did that one, didn't I?
I think
I didn't? Okay. And then finally this.
Okay.
All right.
Nice. Wow. So
that was great.
Top all those.
Earth, Wind,
now,
and
Gary,
Fire.
Could you have named all those? Because now we have to compile the list.
All right. No, I can.
I mean, I have it here, kind of. But.
I can name.
Well, Gary
all.
Will put the album covers up there.
I'll put the album covers up there and play the first one a little bit again, because even if people heard the whole thing, they would never get it. Because that was the one that got the least love.
Okay. Yeah, that was really hard.
Okay. There you go. That's fine.
How about?
Okay. That's nice. That's a good song.
My phone is beeping. Is that your phone, Pat? Come on, man. Yeah. This is a professional operation.
It is.
Oh, there you have it. All right. Well, that's Volume E. Give us a suggestion for the next letter and somewhere we published a list of what letters left. But
yeah, I have the list.
Okay.
I'll publish it up there.
First letter that's available.
Yeah. We'll throw it up there.
Now, in 5 weeks. The hip-hop heads are not going to be happy.
Oh,
for a lot of reasons. First of all, Eminem, I think has staked his claim.
Well, that's not an E, that's an M. Marshall Mathers.
By the way, here's what's confusing about the lettering and how you do it. Because you had England Dan and John Ford Coppola.
Right, and Eddie and the Cruisers I would have put.
Okay, so but then why not Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band?
I go with S. His last name's Springsteen.
Kind of buried.
Okay.
England Dan's like a nickname. Like his last name's not Dan.
But it's two guys' names.
Zips. Right.
I bet it's in the E section.
But there's no last names in England. Well, John Ford Cole. I guess if you're going to get, shouldn't that be C?
So wait, but if
it's a band.
If it's Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, then shouldn't it either be B or E?
No. It's there because when you alphabetize your CDs, Springsteen's in the S's, Petty's in the P's.
Because they do solo stuff.
Well, even if they're with a band, I do it that way.
Okay.
Tom Petty and the
I just was confused by the England Dan thing. It seemed like that.
Well, that's a weird one.
It's a gray, a vague.
Are you confused that I played it?
Well, yeah, that was my first struggle. All right, so Eminem,
Eminem should be an E's, and I can't believe that I missed that.
I was going to pick him so I could tell the story of my when I auditioned for Mad TV one time. I was the real Slim Shady was my character, but you're not that slim. Well, I can explain, but it was less said about the better.
Oh well, I'd like to have seen that character. Is that in a music video?
No, it's not.
Did you play that?
Do you have your audition tape from that? Is it on DVD? Audition tape?
I'll put it on a DVD one of these days.
All right, we don't need to hear any more Eminem. People have heard enough Eminem. So I'm going to go back. I'm going to take it back to, I don't know, 90, 91.
No Eazy-E?
Eazy-E could have been in there. That's another good E.
Eric B. and Rakim
I thought about. Yep. But what's closest to my heart is EPMD.
Oh, yeah.
You know you're white, right? You went to boarding school.
Yeah,
and tell us what that stands for.
That's Eric and Parrish Making Dollars.
Yes.
That's Eric Sermon and Parrish Smith. Mm-hmm. And this is from their third album, I think. I don't know. People like to play like their second album a lot, So What You're Saying was a big hit. But this song is like one of my favorite songs. It's got a guest vocal by LL Cool J.
Oh.
And it's just like a fan. Every verse on this is just tears it all the way down. Like, this is what rap is supposed to be like, just braggadocio. This is called Rampage.
Sure.
Rock solid.
Yeah. short mode.
Slow down, baby. Slow down, baby. Slow down, baby. Yeah. Slow down, baby.
Yeah, LL Cool J in the house, you know what I'm saying? EPMD in effect, snapping necks, cashing large checks. All but non-believers can coach the dick, you know what I'm saying? Cause this is Daddy Mac, king of the Bozak. All my friends know that. Mix the master down to
as I kick it like this. Slow down, baby.
You can get rugged, tough, hard like key. Try to play my man, but you couldn't touch me, you faggot. No comp, rapper on a quest. To get your head flown, boy, you must be looking set. Cause many offer wonders, MD paid. You goddamn right, punk, stay out of my way. Cause I clock G's while you clock Z's. And I don't smoke crack, I smoke MC's, so pick up a pen, cop a squat and take notes. My rapper suffer from bleeding, sprains, and slip throats. Cause my style, deadly psychopath, schizophrenic. A rapper choke like a carpenter, freeze up and panic. Cause I clock pesos, don't say yo. Another word for cocaine, mi amigo. That's Spanish terminology for friend. Now sit back and rob my Bozak as I sin. Bass funk with beats that thump. For kickers and amps, co lined up in my trunk. My system cranking my headlights, a blinking brothers riding my tip L. And at the same time, thinking, damn, how could a brother be so nice? Cause I'm the capital PE twice, MDE twice. I choose to squeeze, some choose to fight. I like to write, but then again, some bite. And while you was banging on tables, I was banging Snow White.
Slow down, baby. Yeah, slow down, baby. Slow down, baby.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.